Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International, and this is our weekly marriage podcast. And this week's marriage insight, marriage tip, and a few laughs. With Mother's Day coming up this weekend, Cindy and I thought we'd keep things just a little lighter. If you've been a regular reader of our marriage insights over the years, you know that we both enjoy humor. We're always looking for ways to infuse a few laughs into our marriage.
And we love to laugh. Laughter really is good medicine, as the Bible tells us. And also, we've seen that our marriage relationship needs it, as I'm sure that your marriage relationship needs it too. There's no doubt that it draws us closer together.
But we also believe in balance. And so we're always looking for a good tip that can help us grow closer in our understanding of each other. So with that in mind, here's a marriage tip, and then we'll give you a few jokes for a few laughs, and we hope you enjoy them. Here's the tip. Before the laughs. The marriage tip we're highlighting actually comes from the ministry of Mark Gunger at laughyourway.com, who has a great marriage ministry. Check out his website if you can, because he's got some tremendous content there. Here is his better marriage tip for husbands. We're using this one in honor of our wives. Gentlemen, let me have your attention. I'm about to give you the single most sought-after pearl of wisdom that men have craved since God made a woman out of Adam's rib. I'm going to tell you what a woman really wants. This is particularly significant because most women don't even know what they want. They know they want something, but most of them have no idea exactly what that something is. Women sense an inner longing, an inner need. They may not know how to articulate it, but they feel it desperately. What a woman wants and what she is longing for in her deepest heart of hearts is simply this: she wants to be chosen. For a woman, the whole of life is like a junior high school dance where she stands alone thinking to herself, "I want to dance." But what she really means is, "I want somebody to choose me." So our question to you men is, do you show your wife in big and small ways, in spoken as well as unspoken ways, by how you treat her, that you choose her, and that you love her?
And ladies, the same challenge goes out to you too. You aren't the only ones who want to feel chosen. Our husbands want to feel chosen too. They want to know that despite all the things that they do and all the things that they don't do, despite their faults, and there's many of them, but we have our faults too. Our husbands want to know that all that's tugging on you, including your children, that you choose them. Now, yes, you do need their help at different times for this, but that's a separate thing. You still need to show them that in some way you choose them. Look for ways to show your spouse that you chose and that you choose him or her above all others. Even if you don't think that he or she deserves it because of the negative things that are happening in your marriage right now, make the choice to show your love to your spouse as unto the Lord. If nothing else, do this as unto the Lord. Be God's colleague in loving your spouse all year round. And it might surprise you that as you do this, some of your marriage problems might just disappear. So now for our favorite part.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Here's the lighter side. The following are some of our favorites that come from various sources. We aren't sure where we got them. Some of them were sent to us, others we read somewhere, but we aren't sure where. But they tickled our funny bones, and we hope that they'll tickle yours. Here are a few of the short ones to start.
A guy by the name of Brian Rice submitted this. He says, "My wife asked me if I thought she looked fat in her new dress. Pointing to what I was wearing, I replied, 'Do I look stupid in this shirt?'"
I love that. And here's another one. This is one that I really like. "If a man stands in a forest and there are no women around to hear what he says, is he still wrong?" Also, Irma Bombeck, who was known for her sense of humor, said this. She said, "Marriage has no guarantees. If that's what you're looking for, go live with a car battery."
Here's one I really loved. It comes from a guy by the name of Steve Scroven. He says, "In the natural childbirth classes my wife and I took, the birthing process was represented by a hand puppet being pushed through a sock. So at the actual birth, I was shocked to see all this blood. The thing I had actually prepared myself for was a lot of lint." I also like something that Jeff Foxworthy said about this. He said, "Watching a baby being born is a little like watching a wet St. Bernard coming in through a cat door." And then Susan Hutton wrote, she said, suspecting he had a serious medical condition, I nagged my husband until he agreed to see the doctor. Once there, he was handed a mountain of forms to fill out. And next to reason for visit, he wrote, my wife made me.
That is a normal thing that happens in most marriages.
Here's a few more laughs. We men try real hard to read our wives' mind, trying to figure out what you want. But it usually ends up just like this. It's titled, To Be Six Again. You really have to give a guy by the name of George an A+ for effort, because he's such a thoughtful husband that he wanted to give his wife something special for her birthday, which was coming up soon. As he sat on the edge of the bed, he watched his wife turning back and forth, looking at herself in the mirror. Rita, he said, what would you like for your birthday? His wife continued to look at herself and said, I'd like to be six again. George knew just what to do. On the big day, he got up early. He made his wife a bowl of Fruit Loops. Then he took her to an amusement park where they rode all the rides. 5 hours later, Rita's stomach felt upside down and her head was reeling. Nevertheless, George took her to McDonald's, and he bought her a Happy Meal with extra fries and a chocolate shake. Next, it was a movie and popcorn, soda, and her favorite candy. As Rita waddled into the house that evening and flopped on the bed, George asked, well, dear, what was it like to be six again? Rita looked up at him. Her expression changed, and she said, I meant my dress size. I want to be a size six in my dress, not six in age.
Now for this next joke, we're going to give you a disclaimer first. The examples listed in this next joke are generalized. We realize there are exceptions to what's cited in this one. We get that. We totally get that. Everybody has exceptions. So don't get hung up on the specifics that may be different from the way it is in your marriage or in your life. The Bible tells us that laughter is as good medicine. Hopefully these will get you laughing and heal your serious bone. Unfortunately, too many of us feed our serious bone, and we need to feed our funny bone. So the following comes from jokesclean.com. It's titled The Differences Between Men and Women, and there are a whole boatload of them, and these are just a few examples. So here's how the author put it. If Mary, Susan, Claire, and Barbara go out to lunch, they will call each other Mary, Susan, Claire, and Barbara.
Now, if John, Brad, Tony, and Daniel go out, they will affectionately refer to each other as Goober, Stinky, Burning Ooze, and Godzilla.
Yep.
We also have differences concerning bathrooms. A man has 5 items in his bathroom. It's a toothbrush, razor, shaving cream, a bar of soap, and a towel from a favorite hotel.
Hopefully not, but average number of items in a woman's bathroom is 328. The average man would not be able to identify most of them.
How about arguments? Women always have to have the last word in an argument. Anything a man says or adds after that is the beginning of a new argument.
And concerning the future, a woman worries about the future, that is, until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until he gets a wife. Okay.
Here are some differences in our approach to success. A successful man is one who makes more money than can be spent by his wife. A successful woman is one who can find that man. How about differences concerning marriage? A woman marries a man expecting he will change, but he doesn't. And a man marries a woman expecting that she won't change, and she does.
And we do change, that's for sure. And then dressing up? A woman dresses up when she goes shopping, empties the garbage, answers the phone, waters the plants, gets the mail, and reads a book.
A man will dress up for weddings and funerals only if absolutely forced to. Most will think their Hawaiian shirt and shorts are just fine for either occasion.
And this is our differences concerning what's natural. Men wake up looking as good as when they went to bed. Women will somehow deteriorate during the night. Now, I'm not sure about that one. I've seen some deterioration on your part sometimes. I'll say that kindly in love.
Especially in my hair days.
Yes, that's true. And then concerning children, here are some differences. A woman knows all about her children. She knows about their best friends, their romances, secret hopes and dreams, favorite foods, fears, and dental appointments, and the list goes on and on. But a man is vaguely aware of some of the short people that are living in their house.
Emphasis on vaguely aware. And boy, do we have stories about that from the past.
No doubt whatsoever. We want to throw in an extra joke because I really like this one. This one comes from the book called Fun Loving You. The book is written by Ted Cunningham, and it's a great book that I highly recommend. He's got a lot of humor in it, a lot of great questions, and on and on. But I wanted to read one of the things that he said that I thought was pretty humorous. He said, a few years back, I challenged couples in our church to get a little frisky. I encouraged each wife to go home and throw her husband on the bed. The goal was a strong, solid push. Two hands. One of our senior couples, who's 75 years old and has physical health problems, looked at his wife and said, you know, that wouldn't be safe for us to do. Ted's talking about younger couples. We have health considerations. Well, the next week, another guy told me, I appreciate your teaching last week, Pastor. My wife threw me on the bed four times and walked out of the room each time. That's not what I had in mind. However, it is refreshing to know that folks listen to the sermons from time to time.
And last but not least, here's your thought for the day. Married men should forget their mistakes. There is no need for two people to remember the same thing. Well, we hope you had a few laughs or at least a few smiles by going through this list with us in our podcast today. Now, we've got a lot of personal stories, practical tips, and more marital advice in our book, Seven Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. We hope you'll pick up a copy for yourself. It's available both electronically and in print. Plus, it makes a great gift for someone else. It gives you the opportunity to invest in their marriage, and who doesn't need that? To get all this information and more on what we've talked about today, just go to our website at marriagemissions.com. Cindy and I hope that you've been blessed this week as you remember to choose each other. We also encourage you to look for ways to infuse a few laughs into each day. Thanks for joining us for our weekly Marriage Insight podcast. We really look forward to being with you again next week.